You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are all here representing Spruce Root, Inc. Hello, Leah Wagner, Justine Wheeler, and Ashley Snooks.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks so much for being here today. We're going to talk about the Path to Prosperity, and two of you are winners of the award for 2019. Ashley Snooks, let's start with you. You're the manager of Path to Prosperity. What is Path to Prosperity, and how's and what is Spruce Root, Inc.? What do you guys do?
Yeah, so Spruce Root supports entrepreneurs throughout Southeast Alaska with access to capital, trainings, and the Path to Prosperity program. And the Path to Prosperity program was started by the Nature Conservancy in Sea Alaska more than 7 years ago. And it was a really awesome, interesting idea for Southeast Alaska because as we all know, Southeast Alaska is a very special place. We're incredibly rich in wonderful natural resources, and we're also culturally very rich and very diverse as well. And so the idea behind Path to Prosperity was to provide opportunities to increase the capacity and the knowledge and ability of entrepreneurs throughout our region to start and grow small businesses. And so Sea Alaska and the Nature Conservancy came together with that idea more than 7 years ago, and then $500,000, 270 applications, 70 finalists, and now 15 winners later, here we are. This program has made such a huge difference in our communities all across Southeast Alaska, and Leah and Justine here were chosen as this year's winners. They'll both be receiving $25,000 awards to build and grow their businesses. So we're really excited to be here today with them.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I'd like to hear a bit about your businesses. Leah, we'll start with you. Path to Prosperity winner for 2019 and owner of Foundroot. What is Foundroot?
Foundroot started as an open pollinated seed company. We were just trying to get better seeds in Alaskan gardens and encourage people to grow food no matter what the scale was. Our intention was always to breed Alaskan seeds. And so 5 years ago, we moved our business, my husband and I, to Haines, Alaska. We started in South Central and we started developing our own piece of land and then started farming on another piece of property. And so we've been operational with the farm for 2 years. So now we're a farm and seed company. We sell seeds online, over 75 different varieties that have all been tested and proven for Alaska. And in our 2020 catalog, we have 9 varieties that were actually grown on the farm. And in addition, we sell produce, herbs, and flowers to the Haines and Juneau market.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well done. What a terrific idea. And I'm really glad to hear you're encouraging people to grow food. I should do better myself. And then Justine, you're also a Path to Prosperity winner for 2019. You're the owner of Village Coffee Company. Tell me about your company.
Yeah, I'm located in Yakutat, and I'm the first drive-through business ever in Yakutat. Like, you know, it's a small community, 600 people.
You're like a drive-through coffee stand?
I am.
Cool.
And of course, people could walk up and whatnot. But yeah, I opened just about 7 months ago, so it's pretty new. And right now, there's no restaurants in Yakutat open. So I'm starting to focus a little bit more on lunch, at least having one lunch option every day, and of course, breakfast. And then I have pastries. I'm trying to use like more homemade ingredients with like using the wild berries and whatnot. So I'm open 5 days a week, and I'm hoping to hire a couple part-time positions in the next couple months so I could boost the economy somewhat and also be able to focus more on baking and cooking.
Are you pretty busy being the only drive-up?
Yeah, it has been. Strange. And I know a lot of people were concerned, like, it's wintertime, you're not going to have enough customers. But it has been really busy.
Yeah.
It's been fun, too.
That's great. Well, to both of you, Leah and Justine, congratulations.
Thank you.
Your awards were formally announced today at the Southeast Conference. What does it mean for you and your businesses to be recipients of this award? Justine, I'll start with you.
Well, I want to create a new logo, so I'll be able to use some of the funds for that. And then also enroll myself in like a baking class so I could be more knowledgeable and make some awesome tasty treats.
Excellent. How about you?
For us, our business is 8 years old and we've changed a lot in becoming a farm. And so we're going to do a full rebranding project, hopefully with most of the funds. New logo to show the farm that we've become, but also new package design so we can hopefully get out into garden stores throughout the state and just reach a lot more Alaskans in remote areas by getting better marketing and the word about what we're trying to do out there.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you very much for sharing that information about yourselves and your businesses and your plans for the future. And best of luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Ashley, what's next for Path to Prosperity?
Well, Path to Prosperity, we're so excited to announce that we received support from the Minority Business Development Agency with the Department of Commerce last year. And so next year's Path to Prosperity will be focused on supporting minority-owned businesses throughout, say, Southeast Alaska. In the past, we've focused on different verticals or industries within Path to Prosperity, and this year we're really excited to focus on minority business owners. So if you know someone that is a minority business owner or has an idea and wants to start or grow a business, applications for Path to Prosperity 2020 will be open on April 1st. So head over to our website. There's already some basic information about our application, and we're really looking forward to working with the 2020 cohort of Southeast Alaskan businesses.
And Foundroot and Village Coffee Company, they both obviously were winning business ideas and models and everything. What are you looking for in your applicants for this round?
That's a really great question. I would say, you know, Justine is, we're so excited to have Justine here because Justine opened about 8 months ago. And so she's just a great example of the tenacity and the dedication that it takes to open a small business. And it's so exciting to see what she's bringing to her community in the process. It's fascinating, you know, Leah, I think, and Foundroot, they're at a very different place. They've been open for several years, and they're growing in new ways. And these two business owners, they really represent the different tracks that are an option through Path to Prosperity. If you've got an idea or if you want to expand and grow in some way, that's who we're looking to attract through the Path to Prosperity program.
And where can potential applicants get more information?
Head to sprucerute.org.
All right. Well, Ashley, Leah, and Justine, thanks so much for being here today. Is there anything else you want to add or share before you go?
Not that I can think of. Thank you so much for having us here today.
You're welcome, and congratulations again.
Thank you.